This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Well, of course it is. Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, homeroom. Oh, man, what a homeroom it is. Johnny Lupinacci just coming off of the, should we call it historical election? Do we call it catastrophical election?
Yes, and.
Yes, and it was that. Yes. Well, that's
for us. For us. There are a lot of people celebrating this week who we should take note of.
Okay.
Right. The past week, seeing a lot of celebration from way more people than I had ever imagined was possible. I mean, I believed it would be close, but I did not believe it would be as close and really not as close as I would have hoped it to be in the area as it was. And so it was hopefully a big learning moment for everyone in this country and for around the world. But like I said, you know, for some people, there's been quite a bit of celebrating this week.
There's been a lot of celebrating. Yes, we're talking about the new election of the, what is it, second term, although not consecutive, presidency of Donald J. Trump. He beat out Kamala Harris, and there's all things going with that. But, you know, again, it's homeroom, bringing the news to you. And Jess, there's some trending topics around this new development, isn't there?
There sure are. As we've talked about a lot here on Busted Pencils, we knew before this what Trump was talking about doing. So now we really need to look at it and wrestle and reckon with what is going to happen. So we're going to start with some K-12 focus, and then we're going to move to higher education.
All right.
First up, K-12 dive. Trump wins second term. What could it mean for K-12? Former President Donald Trump won the presidency early Wednesday morning, portending an expected return to the education policies he championed during his first term, along with those he espoused on the campaign trail, including expanded school choice and reined in Title IX protections for LGBTQ+ students. After losing as an incumbent to President Joe Biden 4 years ago, Trump is now set for another 4 years in the Oval Office beginning in January 2025. His defeat over Vice President Kamala Harris is likely to usher in changes to education policies after 4 years of a Democratic agenda. Notably, Trump has repeatedly called for abolishing the U.S. Department of Education, labeling it federal overreach. I say it all the time. I'm dying to get back to do this. We will ultimately eliminate the federal Department of Education, he told a September campaign rally in Wisconsin.
Oh, well, not with Busted Pencils out there. If we have anything to do with it, that's for sure. We're going to push against that. But boy, this is reminding me of when this happened in 2016, the kind of feeling, Johnny, I had for public education at that time. Now, remember, he wasn't pushing in 2016 this over, you know, getting rid of the Department of Education. In fact, he brought in a Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, that for the most part, you might as well have gotten rid of the Department of Education when you made Betsy DeVos in charge of it, because that was truly a poop show for over 4 years when you had, you know, a billionaire by marriage, no qualifications in education, being the Secretary of Education for 4 years. But now here we go, 2024, the elimination, the eradication of the Department of Education, part of Project 2025. Johnny, we've talked about this leading up to the election. What do you think about the reality of truly making good on doing away with the federal Department of Education? Can he do it? Will he do it?
Well, I mean, can he? Yes. I mean, he absolutely can. The road is paved for him to do so. Will it happen? I don't know that 100% it will happen, because when we get to the nuts and bolts of it, it might not be the best idea, and he might be met with some resistance even from within his own party. I think, though, we can definitely expect, and this is a loss. This is a major loss in this election, in regards to this. I think we can definitely expect a continued attack on creating healthy learning environments, or so sustaining healthy learning environments where they exist and creating them where they don't for all children. I think we're going to see a real targeted attack on children who, you know, maybe an immigrant or migrant family. We're going to see real, you know, increased continued violence against transgender children in schools and the right that all children have to be themselves, to be who they are, and to truly be healthy and advocated for in those spaces. That flip side of that means more localized efforts to do such, more organizing. So, I mean, I think this can happen, but I don't think, you know, overnight this country turns into sort of the doom that we fear is possible on legislation, because legislation can't ultimately force us to do harm to children. And that's, we are ultimately in a position to be able to say, no, we're going to do different. But the sad part is I do think there will be policy pushes, you know, continued efforts to make it against, and I'll quote unquote, you said this with the reading wars, Tim, you live it in Ohio, right? It's against the law to teach that way. Well, a good teacher is still like, well, I've been teaching, you know, kids to read for, you know, 15, 20 years with these excellent strategies. You can make them against the law. Come find me, come get me, because well, I'm going to
think about kids. What you just said, because that is this idea of making it unlawful to to protect children is in one way what we're saying. Yeah, you know, they
I
made it.
That
they,
will ultimately
yeah,
be the,
I know they're going to try to do it, but you point this out and say, so is there this place in time for resistance? And it's like, well, look, if you as a teacher, I'm sorry, the law does not allow you. You cannot be mandated to harm anybody. And so there's a resistance position right there that automatically comes up. If this happens, I would say this is one of the reasons too, you're going to want to continue talking and listening to Busted Pencils, because we are going to be bringing this to you all the time, putting together the resistance, people that are pushing back, teachers, community members, all of those people that are there. In fact, even if you have some ideas right now of some resistance, the number to leave a message in our mailbag is 608-557-8577. You can jump right in. We're taking resistance tips as we move into this new era. But Johnny, we talked about one there where you and I kind of had a disagreement on this in the beginning. Will this begin the outlawing or the doing away with public schools, the total eradication of public schools through a universal voucher movement? This is the push. Will Trump usher in a universal school voucher movement, or a nationwide one, I should say?
I see those two things as separate. I mean, I think yes to the, there will be an effort to support a larger voucher movement. And I think it will come in the form of child tax credits. I think it will come in the form of like education spending kind of credits, sort of these false incentives that are essentially vouchers. I do really think we'll see that. I'm not convinced that we wouldn't have seen that from Democrats. I just like organizing against Democrats better than I like organizing against, you know, this particular version of Republicanism. I can't even call it Republican Party at this point. No. Just indecency and indignance to democracy. So I do think there will be continued effort to sort of say there is a nation. Look, you can't eliminate the Department of Education and have a nationwide education anything. So that's also why I'm like, let's see how this pans out. Because if you do away with one, it certainly makes state rights easier to say we're not doing a voucher thing, but there could be incentives for vouchers through federal taxes. And I do see that, which will continue to support privatization of schools. There will always be public schools. It's just going to be harder. We talk a lot about referendums. We talk a lot about them being high quality. It's going to be hard for public schools to maintain and sustain high quality under this administration.
Yeah, it just, you know,
I don't think it'll be eliminated.
Elimination of the public schools. I know.
Like, yeah, there's going to be definitely the squeeze put on them in ways that are quite reminiscent of, you know, previous administrations that really sought to do away with public education as it existed, as a great equalizer, as an opportunity for all children to have high quality education in this country.
Well, I see it too, you know, recognizing that we've said now whether they're going to fully admit they want to do away with public education, but using the voucher, the strength of a nationwide voucher push would actually really put together this movement that really, again, why going after public schools? People are asking this, and this is where I'll put it back in there and go, because they are the foundation, the building block, the opening of creating citizens that value democracy. And I'm not so sure we've got an administration that has a real deep value system related to democracy, as much as they are, you know, put it forward. As one of his retired or chief of staffs who resigned, John Kelly, this might be a move towards fascism. So the attack on public schools makes sense because public schools are our first and most important defense against fascism because they are the foundations, the building blocks, the understanding, the labs, the learning labs where we learn to be critical democratic citizens. Oh, man, K-12. Check it out, though. Make sure, Johnny, Tim, Jess, Busted Pencils, you're with us because we are going to be with, we're going to be with you for these next 4 years and we are going to be there. Jess, another news story though.
Yeah. Well, we've looked at and we've thought about how this incoming administration may affect K-12 public education. Now we need to look at higher education. Higher ed dive. Trump's victory set stage for dramatic changes to higher ed policy. Again, Trump is campaigning and did campaign on rolling back Title IX regulations and eliminating the Federal Department of Education, but it's more than that. How will Trump respond to campus protests? Trump's second ascension to the presidency comes at a time of tumult for colleges. Campuses nationwide have been grappling with widespread student protests and concerns about free speech since the Israel-Hamas war erupted after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, 2023. Trump has said he would use accreditation as a secret weapon against colleges and has promised to fire radical left accredited agencies. He has also echoed Republican criticisms against how colleges have handled campus protests. His campaign platform promises in all capital letters to deport pro-Hamas radicals and make our college campuses safe and patriotic again.
Safe and patriotic again. There's so much, Johnny. You first.
Well, I mean, here's the thing that we can just accept and is going to be well understood and ought to be understood by this point for college campuses around the country is that we know exactly how the Trump administration will respond to this. Is their base is not primarily, it is they, part of their platform is running against education.
Yeah, right.
So-called quote unquote educated folks. So there will be an all out like attack on making it hard from a different kind of anger than defunding public schools. That's really clear. The defunding public school is a war on families. It's a war on particular families and communities and diverse identities. And it's an effort to create a more privatized industry. The war on higher ed is to stop people from talking about that. Mm-hmm. The war on higher ed is absolutely to continue an anger, a misplacement of anger, a gaslighting, we might say.
Absolutely.
Of like blaming higher education, saying, you know, this is educated people who think they're better than you working folks, right? Who are the reason why prices are high and all of these things are these so-called liberal campuses with liberal ideas. Well, newsflash, campuses aren't really that liberal. No. And then the other reality though, is they are historically and contemporarily sites of resistance in terms of, Tim, you talked about resistance, but it's civil disobedience.
Yes.
The right to protest, the right to have your voice heard, and when not heard, to organize and have peaceful protests in this country is a longstanding identity characteristic of the United States. There will be an all-out attack on that. If anybody wants any, you want me to predict it right now, it's militarized violence against students. We will see an increased, at least rhetoric, to handle these so-called disruptions. Really, they're right. Peaceful protests of civic dissent, part of democracy. They will be advised by the Trump administration to be handled with political force. This is the danger of what, I mean, we talked about it on civic media so much, but when we talk about tyranny, mm-hmm. right? We talk about that. We talk about the rise of dictatorships and the rhetoric of the Trump administration is one akin to a dictatorship. I know there's not one there. So we can hold hope for process mm-hmm. and for like people in the Senate and the House to do what's right and decent. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but there is a road paved to behave like a dictatorship here. And we will see increased use of militarized force. And that's always uncertain too, because I'm not sure that our police and military will continue to hurt its own people.
Right.
And so maybe that's my optimism and my own idealism. But I mean, I think we're faced in a moment that history can teach us. Right. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here in this. Let's really learn from South American dictatorships. Let's learn from, you know, efforts like this in Europe that have happened in the past where people have said, I really wish we did differently, unified mm-hmm. as people. That means like police force. That means like National Guard. That means like the armed services saying, you know, there's power in their actions.
Right.
So let's hope that they don't turn those against its own people. And students are part of this country. They're citizens of this country.
Students are part of those. And so what would it be? And we're getting a little bit off this topic. What would it be, though, for the military or a police force to actually not enforce some type of dictatorial fascist type of ruling? Well, this is to remember, they are, all of us are to uphold the Constitution, not a person. And so there is always that fallback that says, you know what? I can't do this because it's unconstitutional to go into a free place, a campus, an education, you know, bastion where they're actually putting together the ability for people to think for themselves and to have the right to protest. That is part of the Constitution. And if you are working for the government, your number one job is to uphold the Constitution, which, Johnny, talking to me like saying that actually, you know, one of the things we might want to do with talking about, hey, military and police, it's going to be your job to make sure that these places continue to be safe, continue to exist, because the resistance is going to be there. I guarantee you there's going to be resistance. Just like you said, you can guarantee there's going to be a pushback on it. There's going to be resistance because this attack on higher education, this attack on K-12, it is absolutely an attack on free democracy, because we know where that these are the places where we practice democracy. As early as kindergarten, we learn what it's like to have a voice and participate, to be fair, all the way into college, where we start to recognize how we organize, you know, in to have certain stances put forward. It's just all in there. And so the attack on education, we're not even into the accreditation aspect. We can come back on that. But man, Johnny Lupinacci, the Trump administration, I'm going to say this in a, we are not going to be lacking for content in the next 4 years on Busted Pencils. I can tell you
anywhere.
That.
I mean, anywhere when you speak truth to power, you know, and I want to rephrase a little bit. I love resistance. Tim, you love resistance. We think about like, this is a resistance radio show, but I also want to reframe it as like, hey, this is democracy.
Right.
This is civic duty. This is us being decent community members. You know, whatever party you identify in, however you voted, this is a moment to say, how do we want to be together? Mm. And let's really act in that interest. Because I think we've been pulled in directions that don't represent that interest. And so whether it's public education or things affiliated to it, Tim, I think you can expect here on Busted Pencils to us to hold up an invitation to decency, hold up an invitation to strengthening community, to strong local economies, to opportunities for all of our young people to grow into being the kinds of neighbors we all want to have. So if you want to chime in on that, you can call or text us at 608-557-8577. Leave us a message and we'll get to your comments on how are we community members together and what role does education play in your community in helping to strengthen our local economy and community.
And now for your moment of zen. Control in modern times requires more than force, more than law. It requires that a population whose lives are filled with cause for rebellion be taught that all is right as it is. Thanks, everybody, for busting pencils. Make sure you stay connected with us because, hey, you know, on Wednesday, classes in session, Friday, first downs and Friday nights, and man, Saturdays, 3 o'clock. Make sure you jump in for an hour of Busted Pencils. Yeah, you can check that out through Civic Media. Man, everybody, here we go. It's a new 4 years ahead of us. Let's make sure you're connected with us because, man, we are going to do some busting pencils.